razor and take what's there. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
This Week in Radical History for the week starting September 22nd. Inspiration came from the Slingshot organizer, and more radical info can be found at the Daily Bleed website.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes. Hey!
This Week in Radical History for September 22nd, 1692, The New World. Someday, in hopes of putting to rest the idea that the United States was founded on religious freedom, the last 8 women hung for witchcraft in the America colonies happened. However, not only witches, but also Quakers and non-Puritan Christians were persecuted in the colonies. Also on September 22nd, 1861, in an unprovoked peacetime attack, Army soldiers massacre a band of visiting Navajo men, women, and children during a horse race at Fort Wayne, New Mexico. Mighty Christian of them. Also on September 22nd, 1862, President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, and the Union starts to recruit blacks to fight in the North. Robert E. Lee proposes using blacks in the Confederacy Army and emancipating them if necessary. However, another general angrily retorts, "If slaves will make good soldiers, our whole theory of slavery is wrong." Duh. More First Nation Native American news in 1887, the Blackfoot Treaty. Surrendering 50,000 square miles, slightly less than the size of the state of Washington, in southwest Alberta. According to Blackfoot Chief Yellowhorn, chiefs never touched the pen and signed the treaties. The treaties were fraudulent. The chiefs were not told what was going on and did not have anyone to explain it to them. They have stolen our nationality from us. We are not Canadian nor Americans. We are Blackfoot. More governmental terrorism happens on this date in 1985, when the French finally admit planting a bomb that sunk the Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior ship in New Zealand. Also on September 22nd in 2001, New York City announces a $9 million settlement for Abner Louima for the police torture that happened 4 years earlier when police beat and sodomized Abner with a plunger. This Week in Radical History for September 23rd, Victoria Woodhull would be born on this date in 1838. She was an American suffragette who helped publicize the Golden Age newspaper. As a leader of the American woman suffragette movement in the 19th century, she became a colorful and notorious symbol for women's rights, free love, and labor reform, as well as the first woman to run for president of the United States in 1872. Also for September 23, 1950, Congress overrides President Truman's veto and passes the McCarran Internal Security Act, requiring registration of members of groups the Attorney General determines to be communist fronts and establishing emergency concentration camps. Truman would call the act the greatest danger to freedom of speech, press, and assembly since the Alien and Sedition Laws of 1798. Today, KBR and Halliburton subsidiaries receive U.S. grants to build concentration camps throughout the United States, the biggest one in Alaska, where I'm sure the Palin family would volunteer to round up any commies sent their way. Two more items for September 23rd, 1983. National Kidney Foundation president decries as immoral and unethical a plan by Virginia doctor H. Barry Jacobs to buy kidneys from poor people, among them residents of the third world nations, and sell them to wealthier people who need kidney transplants. Of course, to this day, selling of body parts to wealthier folks is standard operating procedure in a lot of third world nations. On eBay. Lastly, for September 23rd, 1997, anti-authoritarian anarcho-punk album Tub Thumper by the anarchist singing group Chumbawamba is released. Here's a little sample, a taste, a tease, if you will, a little more Chumbawamba.
A man walks into a think tank full of hooch and future sales, mixing wish lists with extension plans, read Guantanamo jail. Smell a solid beach, and a whiff of cannot fail, and a guilt trait shop with goblets, dripping cutthroat cocktails, and they drink a toast to Florida, and all its air-conditioned hum, and they damn the health of Cuba, and they damn its bona fide rum. He sucks a Kalamata olive, spits out the stone, and he mimics crushing people. Talk without words, and everybody understands. just desserts, delivered by hand. Nobody move, or the CEO hits it in the face with cream and dough.
See them scramble to the top, watch them fall from the race. I'll never trust a man with egg on his face. See them scramble to the top, watch them fall from the race.
Edison, mixing up the medicine, messing up time from Accrington to Amazon. See them all come with the wires and boots and their itchy little thumbs saying, play a funky drum.
Each jump in the dark, we claim as our own. We know it's a lie, we never acted alone. Each jump in
machine became the star, beats to the bar, poor Gus Dudgeon lying in his car, down in the basement, messing with the moment, alchemy and elements, smashing up your instrument, old Thomas Edison, mixing up the medicine, messing up time from Accrington to Amazon, see them all come with the wires and boots, and their itchy little thumbs saying, play a funky drum. In the canteen down at Columbine, with the bags they never found, striking matches up at Waco when they burnt it to the ground. Without me, Oklahoma wasn't possible at all. See my silhouette in the Super 8 around the grassy knoll.
Everything you know is wrong. There's a verse missing out of this song. Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong. Everything you know is wrong. There's a missing out of this song. Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong.
This week in Radical History for September 24th, 1794, President Washington orders militia to put down Whiskey Rebellion. Farmers in the western frontier revolt when the U.S. government attempts to tax the farmers' excess grain use that they use to make whiskey. Tom the Tinker and others help organize a rebellion which mostly targeted tax collectors and their offices. The rebellion would eventually be put down by Washington himself. Also on September 24, 1901, anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman released from jail. Authorities had tried to make the case linking her to assassination of beloved President McKinley, but they would drop charges due to lack of evidence. In Wisconsin news in this date, in 1968, anti-war protesters destroy 10,000 draft files in Milwaukee. Lastly, for September 24, 1969, Chicago 8 conspiracy trial begins, as U.S. government tries to put to trial 8 demonstrators and blame them for the massive disruption of the Democratic National Convention. At the end, the U.S. government was shown once again how much of an ass they can be. Now, after the RNC in St. Paul 2 weeks ago, a version of the Chicago 8 trials are being organized as 8 members of the RNC Welcoming Committee is being prosecuted on terrorism charges.
No one of us is the Welcoming Committee. The Welcoming Committee has become a target from Bob Fletcher, Ramsey County Sheriff, and from a lot of other law enforcement agents. This is an abuse of power, and when the abuse of power becomes this extreme, silence is not acceptable. When 8 people that I know and have been working with for the last year are being charged with conspiracy and acts of terrorism, silence is not acceptable. There are no terrorists on this stage. There are no terrorists in the Ramsey County Jail. There isn't one of us. There isn't 8 of us. We are all the Welcoming Committee, and we stand together today.
And when will they come for you? This week in Radical History for September 25th, I only have 3 items. Yepper, America is founded on freedoms, like on this date in 1690 when the first newspaper was published in colonial America. it was never published again. Censorship quickly raised its ugly head as the colonists decided the paper was too offensive and ordered the publisher, Benjamin Harris, to cease publication. Also on September 25, 1919, the Russian Revolution. After brutal oppression at the hands of the Bolsheviks, Cheka raids on anarchist groups, and the banning of an anarchist congress by Trotsky in June happened, underground anarchists retaliate by bombing the communist headquarters in Moscow. Underground anarchists bomb the headquarters of the Moscow Committee of the Communist Party in protest of the growing repression. 12 communists were killed and 45 others were wounded. Ain't it funny how at the same time in the United States the Palmer raids begin as governments start to seek out anarchists and jail them and or deport them? How can both communists and capitalists have the same enemy at the exact same time? Why? Because anarchist philosophy is a potent threat to authoritarian ideas, and they are, quite frankly, afraid of us. Lastly, on this date in 1975, Senate makes public 238 illegal FBI burglaries against dissident groups. The state crimes against the people were sponsored by Dwight had become revealed as COINTELPRO, an acronym for counterintelligence programs.
They did break into people's apartments and steal things, did try to plant divisive stories among people who were working in the peace movement and the anti-war movement. And had a whole strategy that included beating people up and dangling people out of windows. And, you know, it was not just light.
I know people who have liberal political tendencies would say it's terrible. People who don't would say that, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, nothing wrong is going to happen, nothing bad is going to happen to you.
In the early 1970s, a group of radicals calling itself the Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI broke into an FBI field office in Media, Pennsylvania, and made off with several boxes of files. The documents, which were leaked anonymously to the press, revealed the existence of COINTELPRO, a secret FBI program to destroy a wide range of groups that opposed the U.S. government. The Black Panthers, the anti-war movement, even Martin Luther King. By the early 1970s, COINTELPRO had been largely effective.
The movement began to devour itself. There was the absence of all the things that made the movement so powerful. Absence of trust, absence of love, absence of a sense of humor, absence of commitment, absence of this communal, we're all in this together. All that stuff seemed to have been blown apart.
Don't let this happen to you. That was an audio segment from the Academy Award-nominated documentary Weather Underground. I'll check it out sometime. This week in Radical History for September 26, 1970, in England, bombs explode outside a bank in Heathrow. Just days ago, Wimbledon and Hampstead Conservative Association were hit as well. Today, there are simultaneous bombs attacks in Iberia, Geneva, Frankfurt, Paris, and London airports. One of the many attacks in England and France during this year, many attributed by the media to the anarchist Angry Brigade. Living up to the press release motto, Better Living Through Chemistry, in 1973, radioactive tritium discovered in drinking water near Rock Flats Dow Chemical Nuclear Power Plant in Colorado. Also on September 26, 1985, Senator Jesse Helms adds an amendment to an appropriations bill forbidding the use of any funds for the benefit of any cult organization or other group that has the purpose or that has any interest in the promoting of Satanism or witchcraft. It is adopted without debate, showing once again how America is all about religious tolerance. So mote it be. But we are not the only country with religious intolerance, like in 2002 in Burma, when 14 are sentenced to death for trying to overthrow the government by the use of magic. Lastly, on this date in 1997, Mexico, Zapatista rebels found an autonomous community in southern Chiapas that still operates to this day. This week in Radical History for September 28, 1893, Emma Goldman goes on trial in New York City, sent back to the tombs until the 18th of October, the day sent for sentence, with the judge given a new rent-free home for a year in Blackwater Island Penitentiary. Her crime, given a speech. Also on September 28, 1901, in the Philippines, guerrillas ambush U.S. troops, killing 48 U.S. soldiers. General Jack Smith orders his troops to kill everyone on the island. Following his butchery, Hell-Roaring Jake was promoted to Brigadier General and put in charge of the Samar campaign to pacify our little brown brothers. In Samar, Smith earned fame with his orders to kill everyone over the age of 10 and make the island in a howling wilderness. In May of 1902, Smith was court-martialed and was forced retired with no other punishment. The travesty of our involvement in the Philippines, when we had designs to turn it into our westernmost state, and many of these turn-of-the-century atrocities go largely forgotten in this country's history. Also on September 28, 1917, 166 Wobblies, Industrial Workers of the World, IWW Union activists, indicted for interfering with the war effort, you know, the war to end all wars, the first move on an illegal but successful U.S. government campaign to cripple the radical union movement. A year later in Canada, the Industrial Workers of the World, IWW Union, is outlawed. Also on this date in 1919, a mob forms outside Omaha, Nebraska courthouse. The courthouse is set afire and Mayor Ed P. Smith is hung. They seize William Brown, a black man, accused of raping a white woman. He was tossed in jail, though he is crippled. The mob gets him, hangs him, shoots him, and then drags his body through the town. After committing these acts of murder, the mob goes on a rampage throughout downtown Omaha, breaking windows and stealing goods from storefronts. Troops are finally called in on the 30th to put an end to the chaos. It is considered one of the most notorious lynchings in U.S. history, involving tens of thousands of good Christian people. Two more items for September 28, 1973. ITT headquarters in New York is bombed by the Weather Underground in response to U.S.-backed coup in Chile. Lastly, in 1990, President Reagan says, quote, "We have never interfered with the internal government of any country," unquote. This guy was not only elected president, America loves to regale his fairy tales. Yeah, we've never interfered with the internal affairs of any country. Never. Never happened. Pay no attention to the man.
Pay no attention to the man. Pay no attention to the man. Pay no attention to the man. Pay no attention to the man.
When they poured across the border, I was cautioned to surrender. This I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often. I've lost my wife and children, but I've many friends. And some of them are with me. An old woman gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the garret. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper. There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening, but I must go on. The frontiers are my prison.
This has been This Week in Radical History, produced out of the Glee Glee Studios. Inspiration came from the Slingshot Organizer. Google the Slingshot Collective for more info. And more radical info can be found at the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website. Google the Daily Bleed for more info. A reminder of what anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman once said, if voting ever really changed anything, they would have made it illegal. So until next week's This Week in Radical History, I am forever yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon.
Cent fois de nom, j'ai perdu femme et enfant, mais j'ai tant d'amis. J'ai la France entière. Un vieil homme dans un grenier, pour la nuit nous a cachés, les Allemands l'ont. Il est mort sans surprise.
Oh, the wind is blowing. Through the graves the wind is blowing. Freedom soon will come. Then we'll come from the shadow.
Sleep now. It'll hurt less in the morning.